Good morning, everybody. Shalom aleichem. What do we need the whole Sefer Bereishis for? Hardly any mitzvahs there. The first Rashi on Chumash quotes this question from the Medrash. The Torah is a collection of mitzvahs, no? So it should start from Achayish HaSalachem, the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people. So Rashi explains in the name of the Medrash, the whole Sefer Bereishis was written that the Jews should know what is their claim to Eretz Yisrael. The Arabs claim, listen Atem, Rashi quotes, listen Atem, we're a bunch of Ganovim. We stole Eretz Yisrael from them. The Palestinians claim. Palestine. They're the Palestinians. It belongs to them. So Rashi, the first Rashi on Chumash says, the Goyim are going to claim, listen Atem. And our claim is based on the Chumash. It says in the Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to take a walk, Kum Hisalach Baruch Orko LeRachbo, to walk around all the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Ki L'cho Etineno. How do you translate Ki L'cho Etineno? So the Gemara says that years later, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure what that meant. Ki L'cho Etineno. Was that a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that's going to be fulfilled in the distant future? He's going to give Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people when we conquer, when Yeshua Benun will conquer Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean no, Ki L'cho Etineno right now. By walking around the borders, Avraham Avinu acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we call a king chazaka. Usually chazaka, the one who owns the field, authorizes the mocher, or the noisen hamatana, authorizes the kone, the lokeach, or the mekabel matana to make a king chazaka. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu authorized Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he is the balabas. He authorized Avraham Avinu to make a king. The Gemara says that itself belonged to the Jewish people from that day on, from the day that Avraham Avinu left on the borders. But the Gemara develops a whole sugya in Gittin that there's an international kinyan that's called Kibush Muhammad. When one country and two countries are at war with each other, the country that wins the war, even if they started the war, the Issa, they had no right to start the war. If Russia takes over Yugoslavia, whatever, Russia takes over Ukraine, even if they had no right to, they acquire ownership of that country. So, when the Babylonian armies captured Eretz Yisrael at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, the Jewish people should have lost their ownership of Eretz Yisrael. So, you read in the Chumash says that after Avraham Avinu walked around the borders and he acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael, what's that promise that's going to be fulfilled in the distant future? Right now, Eretz Yisrael belonged to Avraham Avinu. After that, Hashem makes a covenant with Avraham. It makes another covenant with Yitzchak. It makes a third bris with Yaakov Avinu. Each one is going to see to it that Eretz Yisrael belongs to their children. What do you need a covenant? He already gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu. What do you need a covenant for? So the Chazon Ish says, and Rav Soloveitchik insisted that this is Pasha Pshat in the Chumash. Chazon Ish explains in the Sefer on Shviyas, and every Masechta he has another Sefer. So the Sefer about the laws of Shemitah, in Mishnayis Masechta Shviyas, he explains this, that the covenant was a bris. The Ramban of Chumash writes, a bris means like a Shvua, and that means al kalpanim, under all conditions. The Jewish people will never lose their ownership of Eretz Yisrael. Unlike all other things in the world, Karka Metaltalin are subject to this international din of Kibush Muhammad. The Gemara says when the Jews conquer from the non-Jews, the non-Jews conquer from the Jews. If they take my automobile, they take my house. In Chutz Laaretz, one non-Jewish nation conquers another non-Jewish nation. The Gemara says you have this international law of Kibush Muhammad. The one thing in the whole wide world that's not subject to that international din, Kibush Muhammad, is Eretz Yisrael. And the Goyim claim, listen, Atem, we are Gazloni, we have no right to Eretz Yisrael. And our claim to Eretz Yisrael is Bereishis, Chumash Bereishis. That's why Rashi quotes in the Medrash. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated Bereishis into the Hamishah from Shetayra. You should know what our claim to Eretz Yisrael is. You should know when the Zionist movement began over 100 years ago, a long time ago, what was the reaction of the Catholic Church to the Zionist movement? So there used to be a rebbe here in Yeshiva. In our time, in my time, I don't know, in your time, it used to be Meir Simcha Feldbaum before your time. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. His wife, he was married to a girl from Philadelphia, the daughter of Rabbi Yamas. There never was a traffic light over here. She was run over by a car right in front of the yeshiva. He lived across the street. Then he remarried and moved to Eretz Yisrael. So after she was killed in a motor accident, then they finally put in a traffic light over here. No one else should get killed. So she had a doctorate. Her doctoral dissertation was the Catholic response to the Zionist movement. So she documented it. It's available in libraries. It's a hardcover book. She quoted from Italian newspapers, Catholic newspapers, French newspapers, English newspapers, Spanish, all over the world, all the Catholic newspapers. The response of the Catholic Church to the Zionist movement was, it's impossible, it'll never happen. They wrote, why? It'll never happen. The Jews will never become the Balabatim over Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNifcheres that belongs to the Am HaNifcher. And because the Jews rejected Yoshke, we didn't accept Osahuish, we didn't accept Jesus. That's the name he was given by his bris. So the Rishonim said, there's no Issa to be Masker Shem Avodah Zarah on the first name. The second name, C-H, etc., that's the Shem Avodah Zarah. The first name, Jesus. That's a name he was given by the bris. I just came from a bris now. So, when the Jewish people rejected Osahuish, and the Christians, the Catholics, accepted him, so the Catholics became the Amanit. So it'll never happen. That's what they printed all over the world. It'll never happen. Eretz Yisrael will never be controlled by the Jewish people. They lost their status as the Amanit, and the Catholics are now the Amanit. That was their position for many years till HaKamas HaMedina. So how can it be that they predicted it's never going to happen according to their Ikori HaEmuna? It's one of the Ikori HaEmuna by the Catholics. The Jews rejected Yoshke, and therefore we lost our status in the Am HaNifcher. So when the Medina was established in 1948, so they had to give it Teretz. They were saying for so many years that it's never going to happen. So the Teretz was, the Jews don't have the real Eretz Yisrael. They have the modern Jerusalem. They don't have the Ir Atika, they don't have a Chevron, Ir HaAvot, where Avraham Avinu lived. They don't have the real Eretz Yisrael. That was the Teretz that they gave. First they were hoping and praying that the Eretz Yisrael would disappear. But they were praying to their Avodah Zarah. So it did. Eretz Yisrael didn't disappear. So then they came up with this Teretz. Then after Mechamet Sheshet Hayamim, that the Jews got back Chevron, and they got back Ir Atika, the Mokam HaMikdash, the Harabais, the Adenu, everything was Adenu. So what did you people weren't born yet? So what did the Pope say the next day after Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim? And every Pope says the same thing once a year, every year. They all say the same. The Jews should internationalize Yerushalayim. Why should we make it an international city? Because it's against their animamans. According to their amuna, it cannot be. That was the teretz that they gave after the Medina was established in 1948. They were saying for some years the Jews will never get control of Eretz Yisrael, because he lost our status as the Am HaNifcher. They claimed to be the Am HaNifcher. They did accept Yoshke. They say we lost our status, and Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz HaNifcheres for the Am HaNifcher, so they said it's never going to happen. So the Teretz was that we don't have the real Eretz Yisrael. So when they got the real Eretz Yisrael, they said we have to give it up. We have to give away Eretz Yisrael to make it an international city. It never bothered them all the years that it was under the Turkish control and under British control. That didn't bother them. But under Jewish control, they made up their own animamans that that's impossible. Despite the fact that the Pope, every single year, every Pope says the same thing, they should internationalize Yerushalayim because it's against their animamans. They're not going to give away Yerushalayim. They better not give away Yerushalayim. And the Jewish people are the Am HaNifcher. There's a pasuk in Navi that says, "Echta v'arube tayrasi, haloka mozar nechshavu." The Gemara in Gittin discusses that pasuk. The Gemara has a machloikas Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. The Reiv of Torah is most of the Torah Shebichsav, or most of the Torah is Torah Shebichsav. It's a very strange makom. Most of the Torah Shebichsav is only 24 Svarim. The Esrim Ve'Avod, the Kisri Akam, is only 24. Hamishu Chumishit Torah, Yeshua Shoftim Shmo Malachim. How can it be Reiv Torah is Bichsav? So it's a machlokes. You have to understand what the machlokes is. So the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I would write the whole Torah, then the Jewish people would be on the side. The Goyim would say that we lost our status in Priyam HaMivchar. The Catholics were claiming that for many, many centuries. They claimed we lost our status. So the Rebbeinu Shlom decided he has to give us a Torah Shebaal Peh. The Goyim will never have any shlita on the Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, unfortunately, Art Scroll translated the Gemara in English, and the Vatican has a standing order that they get 20 copies of every Art Scroll that comes out. They have shlita over the Torah Shebaal Peh also. But the whole reason, the Medrash says, the whole reason why the Rebbeinu Shlom gave the Jewish people the Torah Shebaal Peh, we should have something that the Ummah Sahibah don't have shlita. They only have shlita on the Torah Shebaal Peh. So they claim that they are the Yaman Ifcha. We're the only ones that have the Torah Shebaal Peh. When I was your age, there was a man by the name of Abba Eben, who was the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. And every time the issue came up that the Arabs would claim, listen, Atem, you have no right to Eretz Yisrael, they would always open up a Tanakh and start reading from Bereshis. We read all these parshias, Lech Lecha, starting from Lech Lecha to the end of the whole Torah. Everything revolves about Eretz Yisrael. You open up your eyes. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, move to Eretz Yisrael, Lech Lecha, the Eretz Yisrael, go to Eretz Yisrael. And from that point on, from Lech Lecha to the end of the Chumash, all the mitzvahs revolve about Eretz Yisrael. The Yikam Makom for Shmiras Kama Mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. So you should keep this in mind. Why was Chumash Bereshis written? Rashi quotes the first Rashi on Chumash, quotes from the Medrash. Rashi is not making it up. Almost all the Rashi's up from the Gemara, from the Midrashim. But Rashi talks about Diktum, that's on his own. That he didn't get from the Gemara, the Midrashim. But when Rashi says an idea, he's always quoting from Chazal. The Sefer Bereshis was incorporated in the Chumash that we should know what our claim to Eretz Yisrael is. Have Hatzlacha! Enjoy your breakfast.